Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is February 8, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Merchant Money secures 115 British pounds MLN in funding. UK-based business lender Merchant Money has raised 115 million British pounds in funding from Barclays Bank and Quilliam Capital. The Bay Pay Forum announces its new podcast to complement its daily newsletter in payments and fintech. Every day, Bay Pay members receive the most relevant news in payments and fintech. These news are now also available through a podcast created every day and available directly on its website or on Spotify. DECA applies for crypto custody license. Germany-based securities house DECA Bank has announced applying for a crypto custody license. GoCardless grants access to its global bank payment network. Global company activating in the field of direct bank payments, GoCardless, has recently launched GoCardless Embed, an integration for third-party payment providers who can now access its global bank payment network. Companjon partners with Bunk. Companjon, an Ireland-based insurtech specializing in embedded insurance, has partnered with Bunk, a Netherlands-based neobank. Emirates Islamic, Plug and Play Abu Dhabi accelerate fintech innovation in the UAE. Emirates Islamic Bank has launched a fintech accelerator campaign in collaboration with Plug and Play Abu Dhabi. DHL, Signow partner for U-Delivery in Poland. Germany-based DHL e-commerce solutions, the logistics specialist of DHL has partnered logistics arm of Alibaba Group, Signow Network, to improve out-of-home, U-Delivery in Poland. APEXX partners with Car Trawler to boost payments acceptance. Global payments orchestration platform APEXX has partnered with B2B car rental software provider Car Trawler to augment the latter's legacy payment software system. Trustly, Cross River, and PointsBet to roll out instant payouts in the US. Sweden-based fintech Trustly has partnered with Cross River and online gaming operator PointsBet to provide players instant payouts across the US. IWOCAPAY integrates with QuickBooks to offer B2B BNPL for cloud accounting software. UK-based fintech IWOCA has integrated its B2B payment solution IWOCAPAY with QuickBooks accounting software package, making this invoice checkout integration available across the UK. Uplift partners Margaritaville at Sea to offer BNPL on cruises. BNPL solution for traveling and retailing brands, Uplift, has recently announced a new partnership with cruise planning company Margaritaville at Sea to offer customers installment payments on bookings. PwnPay to launch cross-border UPI payments. Digital payments company PwnPay has announced the launch of a feature that enables India-based users to make cross-border payments via UPI to foreign merchants. Polaris issues study on 3DS payment authentication market. Polaris Market Research has issued a new study on the 3D secure payment authentication market, which includes the size, trends, market dynamics, and analysis of future growth. Build 38 raises 13 million euros in Series A funding. Mobile application protection solutions provider Build 38 has raised 13 million euros in a Series A funding round led by Taikao Capital. Afterpay partners Cloudera for fraud detection. Hybrid data company Cloudera has partnered Buy Now, Pay Later, BNPL, provider Afterpay to enable the latter to reduce fraud risk and manage data at scale. IDENFI partners Residenture and secures its onboarding process. Lithuania-based IDENFYHAs partnered with Switzerland-based startup Residenture in order to improve the latter's onboarding process. HM Treasury and the Bank of England consider introducing a CBDC. The Bank of England and HM Treasury have published a new paper that explores the introduction of a central bank digital currency. Binance decides to suspend US dollar deposits and withdrawals. Cryptocurrency exchange Binance has announced that it will temporarily suspend deposits and withdrawals in US dollars. Banks receiving app scam payments pushed to step up standards. The UK's Lending Standards Board is pursuing a harder line on authorized push payment fraud, requiring banks receiving scam payments to take further measures to stop such transfers. The Bank of London scores $40 million Series C extension. The Bank of London, a global clearing and transaction banking startup, has raised $40 million in an extension to its Series C funding, bringing the company's total raise to $160 million. MazePay raises 4 meters to simplify B2B payments. Denmark's MazePay has raised $4 million for its platform designed to simplify long-tail procurement and B2B payments. BIS Innovation Hub sets sights on stablecoin monitoring. The Bank for International Settlements has set out the plans for its Innovation Hub network in 2023, including work on the systemic monitoring of stablecoins. Oz BNPL firm OpenPay falls into receivership. Australian BNPL operator OpenPay has gone into receivership, laying off 80 employees, just days after announcing record quarterly results. Visa rolls out new offers for small businesses. Visa Inc., NYSE, V, today announced new offers aimed to help small and micro businesses, SMBs, accept digital payments, fine-tune their essential systems and save on the technology needed to grow and build business resilience. Awatsa brings BNPL to businesses that use Intuit's QuickBooks. IWOCA is today announcing the integration of its B2B payment solution IWOCA PAY with QuickBooks leading accounting software package. This makes it the first invoice checkout integration with a BNPL option for businesses that integrate with QuickBooks. GoCardless opens up access to its global bank payment network. GoCardless, a global leader in direct bank payments, has launched GoCardless Embed, a new integration for third-party payment providers to access its global bank payment network and reap the benefits of bank-to-bank payments. Just Eat joins Cheddar's cashback platform. Cashback and payments app, Cheddar, announces a new partnership with top food delivery brand, Just Eat. Arrest to deliver real-time pricing data and trading APIs to Centroid. Arrest today announced it is partnering with Centroid Solutions, a fintech innovator specializing in bridging connectivity and risk management systems for multi-asset financial institutions, to bring real-time pricing data and trading APIs to Centroid's client base. BISBOS says big tech financial rules are not fit for purpose. A senior board member at the Bank for International Settlements has called for a coordinated regulatory response to restrict the incursions of big tech firms like Amazon, Apple, and Google into financial services, arguing that the current rules are not fit for purpose. FinTech Australia says ING systems upgrade may breach open banking rules. FinTech Australia and the Financial Data and Technology Association, FDATA, are calling on Australia's competition watchdog to intervene in ING Bank's planned upgrade to an open banking-related system. On-demand webinar. Solving the digital onboarding challenge, increasing conversions without increasing risk. The old saying goes, You don't get a second chance to make a first impression. For digital businesses, that first impression is key. Freedom Finance offers 22 more products in its digital lending marketplace. UK-based digital lending marketplace Freedom Finance has added lending products from the likes Santander, Asda Money, Admiral, and others. Invest Glass partners with Arab Bank for digital onboarding and portfolio management. Switzerland-based fintech specialist in sales and automation Invest Glass has announced a partnership with Arab Bank. Oracle launches Oracle Banking Cloud Services. Oracle, a US-based cloud technology company, has launched Oracle Banking Cloud Services, a new suite of componentized, composable cloud-native services. Wise Key secures smart cities. Switzerland-based cybersecurity, AI and IoT company Wise Key has announced that its semiconductors, NFTs, post-quantum and blockchain solutions are used to secure smart cities. Banksa partners MetaMask to improve Web3 access. Payment service provider and regtech platform Banksa has partnered MetaMask in order to simplify cryptocurrency purchasing. Adyen shares slip on headcount raise. Shares in payment processor Adyen plunged by 15% as investors took fright at plans to raise headcount during a global tech slowdown. PE to implement Theta Ray AML tech for insurance payments. Theta Ray, a leading provider of AI-powered transaction monitoring technology, and PE, Inc., an insurtech providing an intelligent payment engine, today announced a collaboration to implement an advanced AML solution for insurance claim payments. Flutterwave expands into North Africa with new Egypt payments licenses. Flutterwave, Africa's leading payments technology company, has announced today that it has received its payment services provider and payments facilitator licenses in Egypt. Moonfare caps Series C extension at $15 million. Moonfare, the leading global digital private equity investment platform, has capped the extension of its Series C financing round at C.A. $15 million, achieving a record valuation. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.